once I've got water flow coming out of the heads, I know the system's prime.
And as it comes through, it's actually boiling at the weed, which is where we want it to be boiling. And you'll see the change in the colour on the leaves. That means all the cells have exploded. Within a day, it'll be brown and had it. Permanent is a big word when we're dealing with natural systems, so there's always going to be something that will repopulate. But after the first treatment, more often than not, we'll see a germination of the seed bank.
Yep.
Okay, so we get a proliferation. The process is germinate the seed bank, treat it when it's 20 to 30 mils tall. They eventually wither and have no ability to recover.
How long would it take to get to that stage?
Normally takes 3 to 4 treatments, and those treatments would be the first treatment, depending upon climatic conditions, 3 to 5 weeks, second treatment, 4 to 6 weeks, and then up here in Bundaberg, it might settle into about every 4 to 6 weeks is what you're finding. So you can hear it bubbling away there at the applicator head.
That's a good sound, okay?
My name's Steve. I'm a lead carpenter in visual arts. I do lots of maintenance, etc., at the Woodford Folk Festival's property.
Why are you here today?
We're here. We're interested in this steam weeder as a non-poisonous applicator for weed control.
And why is that something you're interested in from the festival point of view?
We have a lot of public use, and we are under the microscope as to be seen to be green. So we're trying to eliminate all our poison use to keep the place in its beautiful state.
So at the moment, are you using quite a few chemicals on the grounds?
As little as we can, but yeah, we do have certain periods of time, and we're always trying to reclaim some of the bushland for more public use.
Andy Rayberger, mango farmer from Bundaberg.
So you've been using this device since January, February, is that right?
January this year.
Yep. And why'd you get involved with it?
Basically, the scientific evidence against herbicides and the residues that they can leave has just encouraged us to use this more sustainable method of controlling our weeds, yeah.
And how's it going?
Really quite well. It's a lot more time consuming than obviously using herbicides, but for the positives that we're getting out of it, it's well worthwhile, yeah.
Has it affected the health of your trees in a positive way?
Well, we're out competing weeds, which is we'll be taking nutrients away from our plants, so that definitely a benefit in that.
How big is the weed problem?
Very big. With our climate, we find we have to treat every 4 to 6 weeks.
And which weeds specifically?
Oh, every weed's a bad one, really. So we just want to make sure all the nutrients get taken up by our plants and into the soil.
And what have you used before this?
There's other organic or biological sprays that we can use manually, hand weeding. And that's what we used to use before this. And this is a lot more user-friendly.